We're going to be talking about the Shita of the Baha'i. The Shita of the Baha'i of Gedolos. If you miss the day of Sfiras HaOmer, you are out. You are out entirely. As we stressed yesterday, I will stress again today. Halacha l'masa, we do not accept Baha'i fully. Halacha l'masa, we do continue counting, in line with Kosis, the Rosh, and others. But we would be choshesh for the Shita's Bahag to the extent of skipping the bracha. The Bahag would say there's no point in counting at all, no kiyum whatsoever. So we say you should count, misafik. But le'idach yisah misafik, the choshesh of the Bahag, though since Bahag would say there's no mitzvah whatsoever, we would say count but don't make a bracha, because according to Bahag it's a bracha batal. There's nothing wrong with counting if you're not prepared to count, but there is something wrong with saying a bracha if there's no reason to say that bracha. But the Sefer Achinuch has a solution, which the Be'er Halacha, Mishneh Berurah quotes in Be'er Halacha the name of some of the Gaonim, an intriguing solution, a mysterious solution. In Mitzvah Shin Vav, Mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, he says there is a machlokes. Yesha Amru, there is an opinion that the Bahag, you missed the day, you can no longer count that year. Because Kula is Mitzvah Achasi. It's all one big mitzvah. Sounds very familiar. That's the Bahag as presented by the Rosh. In Kevan Shashachman Yom Echare Kolachesh Ben Bosomenu. If you forgot a day, so the whole cheshbon is gone. And then he says, there's an ambiguous phrase. Our Rabbein in this generation do not agree. Our Rabbein in this generation. Hard to know exactly who. And I've mentioned in the past that the identity of the author of Sefer Chinuch is also mysterious. For a long time it was thought to be the Ra'a, a contemporary of the Rajva, one of the great Talmid of the Ramban. It's no longer assumed to be the Ra'a, but it was someone, some Talmud or Grand Talmud of the Ramban. So someone from that school had said, no, that's not a problem. Don't worry about the Bahag. So Tosfos and the Rosh say, don't worry about the Bahag. Whatever happened yesterday, what happened yesterday stays yesterday. And today's a new day. You messed up yesterday. You were mevatel Sfiras HaOmer yesterday. That's terrible. You got the tshuva. Your tshuva begins by being careful by counting today. But there's no kesher. That's the way Tosfos and the Rosh presented. Just forget about the Bahag. We don't accept the Bahag. Tema gedol v'lo yitachin, as Tosfos said. But the Sefer HaChinuch has a more modulated, nuanced answer. He says, we wouldn't say, stop. El misha shachach yom echad yomar emesh hayu kach below bracha. You missed yesterday. Today is 16. Right? Today is 16. So if you missed yesterday, so you say, yesterday was 15. You don't say the words below bracha. You say, yesterday was such and such, without saying a bracha on that. And then, Monecha Acherim and Kol Yisrael. And then you count the rest with all the Jewish people. So, so what's going on here? So presumably he means you would say, yesterday was 15, Baruch Atah Hashem, etc., 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 Sfiras HaOmer, today is 16. So it sounds like he's saying, you're not making a bracha on making up yesterday's count, but presume you wouldn't make a bracha on today's count. And this raises a couple of questions. Number one, what's with the drama and the poetry? Mona Ha'achirin and Kol Yisrael. You count with the entire Jewish people. I mean, I guess you're always counting with the entire Jewish people, you hope. Whichever other Jews are counting Sfiras HaOmer, when you put on tefillin, you hope to be put on tefillin with the entirety of the at least Jewish men, which is the same with Sfiras HaOmer as well. But what does this mean? Very dramatic. Counting with the Jewish people. If you've done tshuva, what was it supposed to mean? And more, not only is the poetry surprising, but the content surprising too. What type of solution is that? Is this Tashlumen? You missed Meyer of last night, so now you daven two shachrises for shachris. as Tashlumin. You missed Karban Pesach and Nisan, so Pesach Sheni is coming up. You bring Karban Pesach and Pesach Sheni. That's what's going on here, making Tashlumin. What type of Tashlumin for Sfiras Omer? Tashlumin is a concept by Karbanos. Pesach Sheni, perhaps Karban Chagiga, Lila Regal. So Tefillah perhaps has Tashlumin because it's patterned after Karbanos. What's going on here? If I didn't put on tefillin yesterday, so I should put on tefillin twice then?
Yeah.
Say, this is for yesterday, now this is for today. So this notion that the Sefer Chinuch has, which the Be'er Halacha quotes from Gaonim, is a strange type of solution. And then the Sefer Chinuch's poetry, the Im Kol Yisrael, is intriguing as well. So now the truth is, the Rav used this to offer a solution to the Bahag himself. Sefer Chinuch has not presented this as the Bahag, he presented this as a response. But the Rav suggests that this may really lie at the heart of Bahag himself. But to do that, let's lay out one or two more kashas first for background. The Dvar Avram has a shayla. Before he gets a kasha, the Dvar Avram has a shayla. What do you do? The end of Hilchos Shabbos, near the end of Hilchos Shabbos in Shulchan Aruch, if you're using Mishnah Berurah, the very end of Chel Gimel, the Hilchos Shabbos right before you get to Erevin and Chumen and so forth, there's a siman dedicated to what do you do if you're lost in the wilderness and you lost track of what day it is. Wilderness survival. So part of wilderness survival is physical, scouting skills. There's also a spiritual, religious aspect to wilderness survival. How do you keep halacha when you're lost in the desert? So one of the sharpest issues is what do you do with Shabbos? If you've lost track of what day it is, if you're out in the wilderness, it's important to keep track of time and dates. Let's say you tackle lost track of what day it is, and you're away from civilization. There's no way to recalibrate. You're not sure. You know when it's day, when it's night. You don't know what day of the week. There's nothing astronomical about day of the week. How do you know when Shabbos is? So there's a discussion about what do you do? How do you keep Shabbos when you're not sure what day Shabbos is? The Dvar Avraham wants to know, what do you do when you've lost track of what day of Sfira is? He says you're Bein Eini Yehudim. You're in an entirely non-Jewish area. So maybe you can recalibrate what day of the week. Ask people around you what day of the week it is. But they're not going to be able to tell you. Ivan or Vladimir can't tell you what day of Sfira it is. You can't remember was Pesach on Monday, was Pesach on Tuesday, was Pesach on Wednesday. You're not really sure whether you know that today is a Thursday. The Pesach was a few weeks ago. But you're not sure exactly what day you're up to in Sfira. So what do you do? What do you do? Maybe I should just hedge my bets. I should say, Hayom Shiva Sayom, Hayom Shmona Sayom, Hayom Tisha Sayom. If I know it's either 17, 18, or 19, I'll just count all three. Is that useful? So it seems like the obvious answer. And the truth is, it's not only a shaila, what should I do, it's also a kasha. There's a corollary version of this shaila of Sfiras Omer Misafek. It comes in kasha format also. You don't always have that. But here you have the shaila in kasha format. Who asks the Dvar Avraham shaila as a kasha? The Balamar. What does the Balamar ask? Right. There's the Balamar, the end of Pesachim on the Sfiras Omer Sugya, has a series of three kashas about Sfiras Omer. The third one is, why don't we all always count double Sfiras Omer? What does it mean? Because we start Sfiras Omer when? We would say the second night of Yom Tov. What do you mean the second night of Yom Tov? If it's Yom Tov, there's no Sfiras Omer. Sfiras Omer is supposed to start the first night of Chol Hamoed. The answer is, well, Sveika D'Yoma. If Tezvav is Tezvav, so then that second night is already really Chol Hamoed. It's Tezad and Nisan. But we're also keeping that second day of Pesach as Yom Tov because of the possibility, or what would have once upon a time been a possibility, that really that day is Yom Tov. Well, that day is Yom Tov, it's not Sfira. If that day is Yom Tov, then the next night, the first night is Sfira. So the Balamar says, here's what we ought to do. the second night of Yom Tov, we should say Hayom Yom Echad Ba'omer. Sure. But then the next night, Atachon Antanu, right? Well, for Bnei Chutzar, it's now the first night of Chol Moed. Our practice, as we say, tonight is two. But the Balmar says we should be doing a double count. Tonight is two, and tonight is one. Because Al Hatzad that we just finished Yom Tov, tonight is Tezai Nisa. That's the whole point of Sveik of Yoma. We're looking at two possibilities of when Tezvav really is. The same way we have 2 days of Yom Tov, we should have two nights of first night of Yoma. So that second night should be both two and one. And the next night would be three and two. And so on and so forth. No, it's a problem. The same way we have 2 days of Yom Tov, we should have doubles of every counting of Sfiras HaOmer. The Balmor is very bothered by this discussion. Yeah.
That was a bit of a sasha. Another bit, you're a lot of, like this is, you're saying both it's one and it's two. Like, it's hard to do sasha within each other.
You're right that there's hard to do sasha, right? But I'm absolutely right. I would respond to you, again, we showed and debate this point. We could respond, on the other hand, no greater tarte de sasre than the second night of Yom Tov. You daven a Yom Tov kikamayrim and you count it Sfiras HaOmer. And then you go home and have a Seder. Is it Yom Tov or is it Chol HaMoed? Again, Bnei Chutzar are used to that idea that we count Sfiras HaOmer the second night of Yom Tov. But that's really, Sfiras HaOmer starts with Chol HaMoed. No greater tarte de sasre than counting Sfiras HaOmer and keeping the night of Yom Tov. As a matter of fact, that's why by some chassidim, they count Sfiras HaOmer after the Seder, instead of in Shul after Myron, so it's a little bit less tarte de sasre. Not that much less. At least you're counting Sfiras after your Seder instead of before.
You would say if you're drunk.
If you're... Yeah. If you're Yotze Hal, if you're Yotze Sfiras HaOmer. So, you're right, tarte de sasre is one of the solutions that's raised. Some say it's going to be tarte de sasre on the far end. That's what some of you showed him saying. You're going to hit Shavuos, while Amar arrived to discuss this. You can hit Shavuos, the first night of Shavuos, you're going to be up to 49 for the second count, which is why we have 2 days of Shavuos. But they say, well, it's a tarte de sasre. You're going to bring in Shavuos and you're going to count 49, people won't take it seriously. Now, of course, on the other hand, they point out, yeah, but we did that the second night of Pesach. So that's one solution. One solution. Another solution Balamar suggests, because he had three, this is the third of three kashas, he said maybe the answer to all of these is a chalamikdash, so we sort of trim things down, we're not going as deluxe along the lines of Amemar. Again, we don't pass them like Amemar, or do we? But the Balamar floats that suggestion, maybe because only Zeh chalamikdash, that's why we're not machmor to Shevi Yama. But it's a kasha version of the Dvar of the Avraham Shaila. What should you do when you have a Sveikid Yoma? And don't we all always have a Sveikid Yoma? The Dvar Avraham points us, as some of you saw, to a double Chiddush of the Magen Avraham, and each of the two Chiddushim, Magen Avraham is one Sifkat and Beis, both quoted in the Mishnah Brura Sifkat and Hay. There's two Chiddushim, two Chumras in Sfiras HaOmer. Both are surprising in that both Chidushim tell us that Sfiras HaOmer doesn't play by the normal rules of verbal mitzvahs.
Who says this?
The Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in the Siman about Sfiras HaOmer, Siman Tav Pei Tes, Magen Avraham is Sifkat Beis. If you have Mishnah Brura, he quotes, Mishnah Brura quotes both Magen Avrahams in Sifkat and Hei Mishnah Brura. Number one, Chiddush number one of the Magen Avraham is what? The Gemara in Menachos, the previous Amud Samachem and Beis, has a line that Usfartem Lachem means Sfira Lachal Echad V'Echad. Everyone has to count. Each one needs to count. What does that mean? Each one needs to count. What would you have thought otherwise? So Rashi seems to say in the Gemara, it means that it's a chovas hayachid, not a chovas hatzibur. As opposed to the other mitzvah of Sfira, Sfira shonim liyovel, Sheva Shapsal Shanim, Sheva Shanim, Sheva Pamim, that mitzvah of Sfira Sharliyovel and Bahar, that's a mitzvah Hatzibur. You and I don't have to count. The Beis Din HaGadol of Yerushalayim counts Sfira Sharliyovel on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. Just like Korban Tamid is a Cholas Hatzibur, you don't have each Jew bring his own Korban Tamid. Klal Yisrael brings a single communal national Korban Tamid in the morning, a single communal national Korban Tamid in the afternoon. So too, Sfira Sharon Leovel, like Kiddush HaKodesh, like Yibur HaShana, is done in a communal national fashion by Tzinev Rambam. So counting years to Yova to Chovas HaTzibur, Rashi says, but the Braisa is darshaning, Sfartam Lachem, means Sfira Sa'omer is not Chovas HaTzibur, it's a Chovas HaYachid. Even though one might add, Sfira Sa'omer does create Shavuos. That's what the Pesukim say. You count and that's how you have Shavuos. So the way we set up anything else on the calendar is Chovas HaTzibur. Kiddush HaKodesh, Yibur HaShana, and Sfira Sharon Leovel. Those are all communal national functions. So it is a little bit of a Kiddush that Sfira Sa'omer is a Chovas HaYachid. We take it as a given because that's how we've grown up. We all count Sfira Sa'omer. But Rashi says that's a chiddush that we learn from the fact that svartim lachem lashon rabim. Every single Jew counts Sfiras Ha'omer. The Magen Avraham understands that there's something else going on as well. Perhaps the kol yevu svartim and lachem. Not only is it a chovas hayachid, but it means literally sfir halacha v'yachad. Each and every Jew, or at least each and every Jewish male, needs to count himself as opposed to, what does the Magen Avraham say? As opposed to, number one as opposed to Beis Din counting, you're chayiv and I'm chayiv and he's chayiv. The Magen Avraham says the second step, beyond Rashi, that we actually have to physically all count for ourselves. Not only is it true that halakhically we each have a personal obligation, we also each have a personal obligation.
Say it.
We each have a personal obligation to say Kiddush. Right? Kiddush Leil Shabbos is not a Chovas HaTzibur. It's not a Kiddush HaKodesh. You can't just have the Beis Din HaGadol makes Kiddush Friday night and everyone's Yotze. No. You can't say, well, the rabbi made Kiddush, so I'm just Yotze because the rabbi made Kiddush. No. You have to be Yotze with Kiddush. Every Jew has a there, men and women, all and each have a personal Chovas HaYachid. However, Shomea Ka'ona. I can listen to the Rabbi Mekiddush and Beyotze if we're having the Suda together. Shomea Ka'ona. We each have a personal obligation in Mikra Megillah, but I can either, I can't just stay home and say, well, they're late, the Baal Kori is laying in Shul, so that's good. Chovas HaTzibur. No. You also can't just come to shul but be busy on your phone and say, oh, they're laning. So, Chovas HaTzibur. It's absolutely false. It's a terrible Chilul Hashem, and you're also, to be on your phone in that context, and you're also not Yotzei Mikra Megillah. Because you and I and he and she each have a Chovas HaYachid of Mikra Megillah, but we can discharge that chiyuv through Shomea Ka'ona. That's Mishnayos and Megillah, it's Mishnayos and Rosh Hashanah. Gemaras in many places, Shomea Ka'ona. Shomea Ka'ona is a global principle in many different mitzvos of Amira. Says in Magen Avraham, it is a global principle, but Sfira Sa'omer is an exception. Sfira L'chol Echad V'Echad, that Braisa Menachas Amachayim Beis, Magen Avraham's first Kiddush is, that means not only Sfira Sa'omer is a Chovas HaYachid, but then you have to physically count with your own mouth. You cannot be Yotzei Shomea Ka'ona. Mishnah Berurah points out, of course, you can be Yotzei the Bracha with Shomea Ka'ona. But the Sfira itself, you have to say Hayom Sheva Asar Yom yourself. You can't listen to someone else say that. And the question is what? Well, the answer is a drasha. Okay. What's a drasha telling you? What's the nature of that Zer Sakasa? That's the din. According to Magen Avraham, the understanding of that drasha. That's the din. Torah is Mechadosh, no Shomea Ka'ona by Sfira Sa'omer. The Mikra Zelmer Darshani. Why? And then the Magen Avraham has a second Chiddush, and of the same sort. The Magen Avraham has a second principle in the halachas of verbal mitzvos, which he understands does not apply to Sfiras HaOmer. And the story of that second Chiddush begins with the first Mishnah in the seventh Perek of Maseches Sota. Sota Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph tells us that we could, if we look at all the mitzvos of Amira, all the verbal mitzvos, we can broadly categorize them into two groups. Eilu Ne'emarim B'chol Lashon, Ve'eilu Ne'emarim B'lashon HaKodesh. Of all the verbal mitzvos, many of them can be fulfilled in Hebrew or in translation, and many others only in Hebrew. Birkas Kohanim only in Hebrew, the spoken parts of Chalitza only in Hebrew. If the Kohen doesn't speak Hebrew, he cannot recite Birkas Kohanim in translation. You can't say in Hebrew, then you can't yotze mitzvah. Whereas many other mitzvos, verbal mitzvahs, one can fulfill in either Hebrew or in translation. Kriya Shema, you can be always in translation. I think I told some of you the story they say of Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav, Revelvel, the Chaim's younger son, was very, very, very machbid on proper pronunciation of the words of Kriya Shema. Gemara says you have to be very machbid. Brisker Rav was very, very, very machbid. They tell a story. I don't know if the story is true or apocryphal, but the din that it illustrates is true. Say that Brisker Rav was sitting there one, I think it was Meirav. He's in the second paragraph of Kriya Shema, Esav Besadcha. And he's like working on the word Esav. Keep saying it, it's not happening. Esav. He's not happy how the word is coming out. He keeps saying the word, he keeps feeling as though he hasn't pronounced it properly. But probably someone was overhearing this. Brisker Rav said, Esav. Druz is Yiddish for grass. So that he knew he was pronouncing properly. He wasn't sure he was pronouncing the ayin in Esav properly, but he knew that he got it right when he said the word, when he said druz. And Lamasa, you are Yotze, B'chol Lashon, Kriya Shema, Birkas Hamazon, Tefillah, are among the mitzvahs. One can be at Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, one can be Yotze, B'chol Lashon. Shefter points out, Rama quotes that you can be Yotze, Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, B'chol Lashon, from one of the Bali HaTosfos from England. So he points out that means that the first recorded Sfiras HaOmer in translation was in, maybe, in English. Ironically. Not sure, because that was after the Norman Conquest. You got to figure out whether he was speaking English or French. But what to think about. Anyhow, be that as it may, Kriya Shema, Sifri Tzias Mitzrayim, and a number of other mitzvahs, one can be yotzei in translation. That is the opening mission of the seventh parak of Sota. Some mitzvahs of Amira are ne'mar b'chol lashon, you can be yotzei in translation, and some not. Some have to be lashon hakodesh. Of those mitzvahs, you can go to in translation. So you saw the opening mishnah in the second parak of Megillah seems very ambiguous about where Megillah lies. You can be Yotze B'chol Lashon, you cannot be Yotze B'chol Lashon. The Mishnah seems to be sewing itself from line to line. You have to say in Hebrew, or can you say in any language? So the Gemara is bothered by this. The Mishnah is Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara gets up to that on Daf Yud Ches. Which one is it? Can you be Yotze B'chol Lashon, or can you not be Yotze B'chol Lashon? Only Hebrew, or even Coptic? The Gemara talks about Giftis, which is probably Coptic, which was an ancient tongue that was spoken by in Egypt. There's a group of Copts that lives in Egypt, Ali Amazet. So which one is it? Can you read the Megillah in Coptic or not? So what does the Gemara answer? Steer the Mishnah from one line to the next. What's the Gemara's tarot? The answer is it a Machlekes? No. Instead, the answer is, it depends. Right? What does it depend on? What are the two cases? Can it not be Yotze in Coptic or not?
Only if you're a Copt.
Oh, exactly. If you're a Copt who speaks Coptic, then you can be Yotze, as the Gemara says, giftis legiftim. You can read the Megillah in giftis in Coptic for Copts who understand Coptic. you can read the Megillah in Portuguese for those who speak Portuguese. So if you're in Lisbon, you can read the Megillah in Portuguese. Or if you're in the Spanish-Portuguese synagogue, if anyone there actually understands Portuguese, you can read the Megillah in Portuguese. But to read the Megillah in Portuguese, we're all going to come for the cultural experience. We don't really understand Portuguese. Your yotze, nothing. The chol lashon works if
you understand.
So if you don't understand, then but what does work even if you understand? Hebrew, the original Hebrew that works. And Tosis points out elsewhere, this is a rule in general. This gets quoted in the Kriya Shema. If you speak Yiddish, you can say Graz. If you don't speak Yiddish, it's not going to help you think you're so cool you're doing that to Brisker Rav. If you don't know what Graz means, it doesn't work. But if you don't know what Asev means, it still works. And that's a principle in the halachos of Shomea Ka'ona. Or not just Shomea Ka'ona, perhaps not even just Shomea Ka'ona. That comes up also, yeah. But Tosis raises the possibility that maybe if it's Shomea Ka'ona, then you need to understand even in Hebrew. But something Tosis raises may have relevance to halacha, but certainly, if you're saying it yourself, then absolutely you're Yotze in Hebrew, even if you don't understand. But any other language, even if you're saying it yourself, you're only Yotze if you understand. That's the general rule of mitzvahs of Amira. Within that group, the can you be yotze b'chol lashon, but only if you understand. Scott says in Mabon Avraham, Chiddush number 2 in Sfiras HaOmer is even lashon hakodesh, you got to understand. Really? He says if you don't know what Hayom Shnei Yomim LaOmer is, don't say it in Hebrew. It's a brachal of Atala, Mabon Avraham says. If you don't know Hebrew, if you don't know your Hebrew numbers, say it in English. Say it in Yiddish. Say it in Coptic, in Sanskrit, whatever you speak. You must understand the Sefirah even in Hebrew. Why? That's not the general rule. So now the Magen Avraham is telling us two ways, two kulos of mitzvahs of Amira which don't apply to Sefirah Sa'omer. Number one, Shomea Ka'ona does not work. Number two, you get no free pass for Hebrew. By Sefirah HaOmer, even if it's in Hebrew, you have to understand. Why? Why? The Dvar Avraham says, Gevalt. I'll explain that, and I'll explain this. And the Rav suggested, and now I'll explain us as well. So again, we have two Chidushim Magen Avraham. We'll use that then to talk about the Dvar Avraham's original Shiloh, and then take it back home to the Rav as well. Dvar Avraham says, you know what's going on here? Why is it Shomei HaKadosh doesn't work? Well, let's start with the second Chiddush, the Magen Avraham. How come Hebrew doesn't automatically work? Sefiras HaOmer is Drabanan. Kriya Shema is Doraisa. How can it be? It works, Hebrew works by Kriya Shema without understanding, but Sefiras HaOmer is more Chomer than Kriya Shema. How could it be? Says the Dvar Avraham, it's not a question of Chomer and Kal, Doraisa, and Drabanan. I'll give you another example of something that doesn't work in the original if you understand. And that, I'll give you two other examples. At two opposite ends of the year. The end of Elul and the middle of Nisan. Shimon HaRabos HaDayanim Mumchen. Hataras Nadarim. Erev Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, Kol Chamira, Vitel of Chametz, Erev Pesach. But sometimes people just sort of say the words because they think some sort of incantation or some sort of tefillah. They're not tefillahs. If you don't know what you're saying, it does not work because they're not a mitzvah to recite. Kol Chamira is a legally binding declaration. We discussed before Pesach whether Rosh and Tosfos, are you? Is it a declaration that's ka'afar or is it a hefker? But either way, if you don't know what you're saying, it's meaningless. It's not a mitzvah to say it. It's not a mitzvah to recite it. You're actually let's say for Tosfos, you're actually being mafkir your chametz. If they just tell you say these words, if I said the words, I didn't accomplish anything. If I know what I'm talking about. Shimon Arabosa de'ana mumchet, Chol Nezer, Chol Shavuot, etc., etc. Atar Sadar, Member Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, whatever your minig is. If you know what the words mean, you've accomplished nothing. I recited the text. It says Shkoyach. The point is not to recite the text. The point is actually to make a meaningful declaration of your intent to undo your nadar. Your intent of your statement, your pronouncement of charata that you did Dvarim Tovim without saying Bli Nedar. So if you say, it doesn't help that you're saying the original Hebrew or Aramaic. You don't know what you're saying. Matter of fact, my father is Machbedafka. He says, to make a point, he said Kol Hamira, when he sets up an Erev Tavshilin, he will say the Erev Tavshilin in English. Dafka. Because it's not a mitzvah to recite. It's a meaningful pronouncement. It's a meaningful declaration of intent. So if you don't know what you're saying, you've done nothing. Says the Dvar Avraham, who adinami svira sa'omer. Svira sa'omer, it's not a mitzvah to recite a text. It's not a mitzvah to say kriya shema. It's a mitzvah of kriya. This isn't a mitzvah of kriya sa'omer. It's a mitzvah of svira sa'omer. You got to count. Says the Dvar Avraham, if you don't know what you're talking about, that's not counting. Saying mumbo jumbo is garbage. You know, there's sometimes kids like the kids with a tilt towards linguistics will often enjoy memorizing the numbers 1 to 10 in different languages. Adin vache, tri chetira, uno dos tres, you know. So that's fine. Are you actually counting? If you remember which one is which, if you know your Ichiban, you actually know whether you're saying 1 or 5, that's great. But if you don't know your Pyat and your Shist, so you're reciting random words in Russian, but you're not actually counting. If you know which one is which, even if the only 10 words you know in Russian are Adin Dva, Tri Chetira, Pyat Shist, etc., if you know those 10 words, then you're counting. But if you don't know what you're saying, you're just spouting mumbo jumbo. You're not counting, because counting isn't just a question of verbalizing words. Counting is not primarily verbal. Counting is primarily mental. You're corresponding, without getting too deeply into positive mathematics, you're drawing a correspondence between the days, whatever it is that you're counting, and the numbers in your head. Your mouth is the hekatimsa, the mouth is the kli to express the counting. Says in Dvar Avraham, that's why you cannot do Svira Sa'omer if you don't understand what the words mean. Because, yes, you can be Yotzeh, a mitzvah of Amira in Hebrew if you don't understand. But here it's not a mitzvah of Amira. Here it's a mitzvah of Svira. That's why, number one, you have to understand. Number two, Dvar Avraham suggests, maybe that's why Shomea Ka'ona is not available. It's not primarily a verbal mitzvah. You're giving expression to the counting. You're giving verbal expression to the counting. But the mitzvah is not a mitzvah to say a text, and that might be why Shomea Ka'ona is not available. And, to take it a step further, according to that, the drasha, Sfiro Cholech V'Echad, becomes a drasha telling me this very idea. The nature of that Gezeres HaKasev, the concept of that Gezeres HaKasev is this idea that it's a mitzvah of sphere, not a mitzvah of amira. And that's why Shomea Kohen is inaccessible. And that's why you don't get an automatic pass on Hebrew if you don't understand. And says the Dvar Avraham, going a step further, that's why you don't count Misafik. The Dvar Avraham says, the Dvar Avraham is of the opinion throughout 98% of the tshuva, the Dvar Avraham feels that there's no such thing as counting misafik. That that's not called counting. Counting without confidence isn't counting. Counting means you're drawing a correspondence between items and numbers. But to say, well, today is 4 or 5, he says, you were vada yotze nothing. Let's say I wasn't sure what day it was, and I counted myself at 5. If you're right, you're wrong. Even if I guessed right, you weren't Yotze. Because even if I counted both, I'm not sure what day is 4 or 5, so I hedged my bets, I covered my bases, I counted both. He says you were still vada yotze nothing. Because counting misafek isn't counting. It is amira. If I'm not sure which paragraph in Parashat Ekev is the second paragraph of Kriyat Shema, so I could say the whole Parashat Ekev, and somewhere in there is Vayom Shema. Maybe. I'd be a little hefsek there. Okay, but I'm leaving aside hefsek. In principle, look, I know I said it. I said it misafek. That's fine. If I'm not sure whether it's Zman Kriyat Shema yet. So I'll recite Kriyat Shema again and again until I get the right Zman. Okay. Kriyat Shema misafek is fine. I did the act of reciting. But here's not a mitzvah to recite. The verb is not to recite. The verb is to count. Counting means you understand. Counting means you're doing it yourself because you're verbally expressing what's going in your own head. And counting means you're doing it with certainty, with confidence. Which what emerges from the Dvar Avram is a shocking chiddush. It would be that there's no Sveika Diyoma nowadays. We don't count today's 18 or 17. You know why? We keep Sveika Diyoma because during the centuries when there actually was a Sveika Diyoma, they were keeping 2 days of Yom Tov because of a real Suffolk and the Takana at the time of in the around year 350 or so, the days of Hillel Sheni and Abaye Verava, when they fixed the calendar, is keep acting as you have. Keep practicing as you have. What emerges from the Dvar Avraham is for those centuries, from the middle of the Baye Sheni period, the whole time the Sveika Diyoma was around 500 years or so. 600 years. During those centuries, they kept 2 days of Pesach, but they did not count Sefira Saomer L'chora at all. Because they couldn't. In Chutz La'aretz. If I'm not sure whether Pesach is Shabbos or Sunday, but I'm not sure whether Tezvav, 2 weeks ago, either Shabbos was Rosh Chodesh Nisan or Sunday was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So that means this week, either Shabbos is Tezvav Nisan or Sunday. So we have 2 days of Yom Tov. Okay, 2 days of Pesach. But we're not going to count, according to Dvar Avraham, they didn't count Sefiras Omer on either night. Neither on Matzah Shabbos, nor on Sunday night. Why? Because it would be at most a Sefira Misafek, and that is Vadai worthless. Because it's not an act of Sefira. I could eat Matzah Misafek, I could say the Haggadah Misafek, but there's no such thing as counting Misafek. It just doesn't work. You could try it, it won't be meaningful. So what it seems to emerge from Dvar Avraham is those couple hundred years, which is a radical, historical Kiddush, Jews outside Eretz Yisrael did not count Sefiras Omer. Wow. Because they couldn't. Onus Rachamana Patra. Just like if you're stuck in Siberia, you can't shake a loaf of Nesrik. I have a chiyuv, but there's no way to do it. I don't have an esrik. If you're stuck in a morass of suffix, there's no way to count. You can say the words, it won't help. Remarkable. I would suggest that it could be that's why that explains the striking structure of the sugya of Sefira Saomer in the Kalabavri. Right? And then when we got started, we said you have well over a block of the Tanan giving different sources for how you know Malchus HaShabbos means Tezai Nisan. And then you manage to have 3-4 lines of Amaram discussing how to count Sefiras Omer and debating a very basic point how you count Sefiras Omer. And all the Amoraim are Abaye and later. Abaye, Amemar, and Rabban Dever Rashi. It accords well with the Dvar Avraham, who, according to whom, Rav and Shmuel, once they made the Yored to Bavel, stopped counting Sefiras Omer. According to Dvar Avraham, Rav Nachman never counted Sefiras Omer in his life. Rav Huna never counted Sefiras Omer in his life. As far as we know, they never came to Eretz Yisrael. And they lived when there was real Sveika Diyoma. When there was real Kiddush HaChodesh, live, real-time Kiddush HaChodesh, month-to-month in Eretz Yisrael, they were living with real Sveika Diyoma. They never counted, according to Dvar Avraham, they never in their lives counted Sefiras Omer. Just like we never in our lives have eaten Karban Pesach. To our chagrin, we never have. Imagine most people in this room have never been Mafresh Trumas and Isis. So according to Dvar Avraham, Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, Rav Chisda never ever counted Sefiras Omer. So the sugya begins with Abaye. The Rambam points out that it was during the fixing of the luah happened during the lifetime of Abaye and Rabbah. There you have it. Remarkable. So far we lined up three chidushim in Sfiras HaOmer, all of which flow from this core notion. Again, the Dvar Avram points out, and the Betzel HaChokhma notes that in Mamashal, one line, Dvar Avram has pages about this. The Al-Mayonezer, the Sachachav Rebbe, Mamash says it in a line. One line, in the middle of the Tshuva, Hilchos Nida. He says, the no such thing as counting Misafik. To say today's either day one or day five is meaningless, Bevadai. It says, and that's why there's no Sfeik Diyom Basfiras HaOmer. Mamash. One line, he knocks it off. The Avram talks about for much of a tshuva. Again, what were the three nafkiminas thus far? Once you understand that Sfeiras HaOmer is not, you implement it with words, but it's not a mitzvah of saying, reciting a text. It's a mitzvah of counting. You count verbally. It's not enough to count in your head. You have to verbalize your count, but it's a mitzvah to count, not a mitzvah to say, a mitzvah to verbalize, to recite. So that's why the two chidushim of the Magen Avraham, there's no Shomei Kohanim, there's no, you can never work in a language you don't understand, even Hebrew, and the Avraham's chidush, that it does not work nisafik. But the Avraham, the very end of the tshuva, the Mamar's last few lines, says, well, on the other hand, he backs off the halacha. The guy who's lost in the wilderness, or the guy who's lost in an entirely non-Jewish community, and has lost track of Sfiras HaOmer, he says, well, even though I developed this whole idea, the Baal HaMor didn't agree with me, because he had a different answer for how come we don't have Sfeik Yoma. And the Ron quotes him, so the Baal HaMor says, yeah, I like my idea, but the Baal HaMor apparently did not like my idea. The Ron did not like my idea. The Ron is one of the most consequential Rishonim from the Tzakal HaMaisa, and he says, well, Maisa, you should count Misafik. Don't make a bracha, but count Misafik. Okay, there are, if you read the Baal HaMor carefully, there may be other reasons why Baal HaMor gave another answer. He was giving an answer that spoke to all three kashas. It could be there's more than one correct answer to that kasha. But that's the concept of the Dvar Avraham, whether or not you apply even to that third nafkamina of Safik. And finally, now we can apply to the last nafkamina, which is that at a certain age, it's cute to say, to count 1, 2, 4, 7, 11, 5, 3, 13, 20, 10, right? But as you grow older, there's no such thing as non-continuous counting. Okay. It's not a mathematical question. But certainly counting in the simple sense means enumerating the natural numbers without break, consecutively. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. To say 1, 2, 4, 7, 9, 11, 13, 14, 15, 18, that's not counting. Because there's no continuity. So that's what the Rav suggested. The second approach to the Bahag, as we said yesterday, one approach to the Bahag is to say, to resolve the Prima Gadim's Kasha, is that to give a tarot to the world to Birkas HaMitzvahs. Birkas HaMitzvahs relate to the Maisa Mitzvah. That's why it's really one key HaMitzvah. There's still multiple brachas because multiple Maisa Mitzvah. The other solution is to say, no. No Chiddush in Birkas HaMitzvahs. A Chiddush in Sfiras HaOmer. What's the Chiddush in Sfiras HaOmer? That you cannot be Yotze Sfiras HaOmer with breaks. Why? Not because it's one big mitzvah, now what happened? But because that's not counting. Maybe every day is a separate mitzvah. I counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, so far so good. But then I skipped 10. And now it's 11. So if I'm going to say 11, that's not counting anymore. Just like if I don't know what Achad Asar means, I can't say Achad Asar. I better say 11 in English, because there's no counting without understanding. There's also no counting, nafkina number 4, without continuity. Nafkamina would be between these two terutzim. Number one is what Ezra raised yesterday. What if a guy skipped 10? How do we look back at the first 9 days? So according to the first approach, yeah, the first 9 days were talking brachas levatala. What could you do? You thought you were going to be yotze, and now it turns out talk was a brachas levatala. According to the first approach, the way the Rush understands the Bahag, it's one big mitzvah, and it turns out you talk were not yotze anything ever. According to the second approach, you were yotze 9 mitzvahs of Sfiras HaOmer. And you counted the first 9 nights. When you skip 10, it's not that you weren't yotze first. Each night is independent. Each night is an independent mitzvah. Maybe even an independent kiyah mitzvah. It's just that once you skip 10, you're no longer capable of doing 11. Just it's as though if I have a lulav and esrog, I'm in a town with one lulav and esrog. And on day 3 of Sukkot, someone eats the esrog. No more esrog. So from day 4 and on, we can no longer be yotze lulav and esrog. It doesn't undo what was done until now. The first 3 days we had a mitzvah of lulav, but now we lost the capability because we no longer have the physical esrog. In this case, it's not a physical capability. We lost the capacity to count because we missed. We could say 11, but it's not counting because we lost a link in the chain. But the first 9 were fine. That was continuous counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We counted the first 9 nights. It is no longer able to count beyond. And that, the other nafkamina in the second approach to the Bahad, again, the second approach being understanding that the Bahag is not worried about it being one big mitzvah, but the Bahag understands, like Barav, that this is a mitzvah of counting, not speaking, and nafkamina number 4 in that is that counting not only requires your own speech and understanding and certainty, but counting also requires continuity. So one nafkamina is, if I miss a day, it's only a problem, kana lahava. But the earlier days were fine. And even, as you said yesterday, if I know that I'm going to miss a day, a person knows he's going to be undergoing a surgical procedure, he's going to miss an entire day. Or I know I'm flying into the Far East for business. And I know that because of dateline issues, I'm going to miss a day of sphere. International dateline sphere is an interesting discussion. I know I'm going to miss a day. According to the second approach, you should still count with a bracha. Until that point, you're yotze. And once you miss, now you're out. If I know my esrog is going to rot tomorrow, but it's not yet rotten, use it today. Okay, tomorrow you may not be able to use it. But there's no reason to not use it today. Next week I'm going to lose continuity. Do it right now. The other nafkamina is, here we're going to end where we began. That's Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch had called the Bahag, and raise a remarkable solution. But maybe I should say yesterday was 5 and today is 6. So what does that help? The answer is, it's not tashlumin for yesterday. You missed the opportunity to count yesterday. That's not coming back. Muvasa l'chal stone. And I want to be able to count today. So Bahag says, too late. What the Schinuch is quoting, and that's what the from his Rabbein, which is what the Arloch is already quoting from centuries earlier from Gaonim, is even if you think it's an issue of continuity, then maybe you can bridge that gap. I can say, if I counted until 2 days ago, which was 9, I missed yesterday, which was 10, now it's 11, Bahag says, you missed 10, you're out. The Gaonim say, why? Say, yesterday was 10, and as he said, without a bracha, you're not yotze anything by saying yesterday was 10. You're not in the kind of mitzvah sphere of Omer, but I am reconstructing the continuity. So now, then I can make a bracha and say, and today is 11. And that's the monim called Yisrael, that Rav suggests. It was also, so part of this bridging, part of this gluing, the bridging over, it's I'm going to fill in yesterday, and I have the fact that Kalal Yisrael has been counting continuously. So if I bridge the gap, I can rejoin the continuous flow of counting of Chal Yisrael. What the Chinuch thinks about the Baha'i himself is a little ambiguous. The Chinuch is not saying it's in the Shita of the Baha'i. He's saying the response. But that presumably means that that's the problem, and that Chinuch himself is ambiguous, murky, when it comes to the Baha'i himself. He says it's one big mitzvah, but then he has the other language. Then he says, "Bat kol acheshbon batel mimenu." The counting, but it doesn't say sphere, very mathematical language. The cheshbon is batel. So that second phrase sounds like the second understanding of the Baha'i. It's certainly his response to the Baha'i sounds like the issue is a problem of continuity, in which case, why not solve it with this? And so we have the Shita of the Baha'i, the attack by the Rush and Tosfos, the first Teretz with the Prima Gadim saying, I'll prove to you that's one big mitzvah, that's 49 separate mitzvahs, because after all, it's 49 separate brachas. The Rush understood that the Baha'i thought one big mitzvah. The solution was to work within the Rush's understanding of the Baha'i, to leave the sphere of the Omer piece alone, but say, yes, Baha'i does think it's one big mitzvah, but we can still explain why you have 49 brachas. The second solution of the Rav is to say, maybe the Baha'i did not understand the Baha'i the way the Rush understood the Baha'i. The Rush understood that the Baha'i was driven by one big mitzvah, but maybe the Baha'i actually held, it's not one big mitzvah, it's just that counting requires, the Dvar Avraham said three things, and the Baha'i said the counting also requires a fourth thing, which is continuity. No continuity, no counting the count of the Haba, but every night is a separate mitzvah, like the Rosh Hashanah, and therefore, of course, every night requires its own bracha.